COVID-19 has been hard on all of us, both employees and businesses alike. Over the weekend, a netizen took to Facebook to share the heartbreaking story of a Paslaju rider who broke down on the street under heavy rain after discovering that he would not receive any bonus this year. According to the post, the postman said his workload had increased drastically during the MCO period as many people have been shopping online. Last year, the company paid out a bonus of ₹1,000. This year, the workload has increased but there is no bonus, said the devastated postman. It was later discovered that the young man's father passed away 3 years ago. After his passing, the postman was expected to bear all of his family's expenses such as rent and necessities. On top of all that, he also had to repay the loan for his motorcycle. My monthly salary is only ₹1,000. I really need this bonus, said the postman heartbreakingly. When the netizen first saw the Paslaju rider crying silently under the rain while sitting hunched over on the side of the road, his heart broke. The netizen said he saw the postman break down after he got off the phone and assumed that it was a lover's quarrel at first, so he didn't want to probe on. However, the heartbroken rider later revealed that he just got off the phone with his friend who informed him that their courier company would not be distributing any bonuses this year. Not long after the Facebook post went up, it went viral with over 32,000 shares. The netizen who wrote the post was outraged at the postman's situation. He said that these delivery frontliners should be given a higher bonus altogether rather than not receiving one at all. He tagged POS Malaysia and asked, "Is it true that this year had no bonus? Since MCO, aren't there more Paslaju items getting delivered? Assuming that there are more parcels, wouldn't that mean more profit? Why can't you pay bonuses to your employees?" He added that COVID-19 should not be an excuse to not pay a bonus to your staff. Many netizens have responded to the post in hopes of garnering the attention of POS Malaysia for a proper response. POS Malaysia has yet to issue any updates about this incident. However, do bear in mind that it could be a hard business decision for POS Malaysia to not distribute any bonuses this year to keep their business afloat. https://www.facebook.com/masakan.utara.7/posts/12714487229762 What do you guys think of this? Also read, your package delivery may delay as Paslaju receives twice the number of parcels during MCO. You have reached the end of this story.